90.5 for the best in soul, R&B, funk, southern and jazz rock sounds. The Soul Train on Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
Thanks for listening to the best in community radio, Alive 90.5.
Welcome back to the studio. Listening live 90.5 FM, Business Insights with Mario, your favorite voice, your favorite station, the beacon of the light in this crisis COVID-19. And thank you to all our listeners today tuning in to listen your station live 90.5. Needless to say, today it's easing restrictions in New South Wales. You can travel two adults and one child with you. You can visit your friends, your family, you can hug, you can kiss, and don't party because that's not allowed, but you can drive and see those who you love or miss most. I'd like to say thank you, Sabrina Benson, for the lovely letter beginning. I read it. I'm gonna post this on a Facebook Business Insights with Mario, and you can read it entirely. Susan Benson, she's a spiritual leader, and she's a very well known globally as somebody who is bring spiritual uplifting and make you very, very happy. Thank you, Susan Sheehan. She shared with us her story on the I can't even describe multiple rapes and domestic violence, and then she's turned the negative into positive, and certainly she can inspire through her books. And thank you, Susan, and Caroline, for being our guest today. Now on 106 p.m. on Friday, 1st of May, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to read my next guest bio. He was appearing just briefly because I hijacked him from his meeting, and he's very busy. His name is Jacob Galea. Jacob Galea is a global success coach and motivational speaker. He is the author of the best-selling book, Birth of the Super You. Super You. That is a very powerful. Has been featured on Fox, Sky News Radio, The Financial Review, The Sunday Telegraph, and hundreds more media publications. Jacob was recently voted top 20 entrepreneurs to watch in 2020 by Yahoo Finance. Jacob holds a position as a presidential head of global union's communication and media for the GHJCF. He's going to tell us this later. I didn't Google it. He leads the global safety of nations and other people to provide sustainable impact to protect, save, rescue, and empower lives all over the world. Jacob, thank you so much for joining us today in the studio.
Thanks, Mario. Absolute pleasure.
Look, I just tried to read bio as short as possible because I know there's a much more successes behind this. There's much more to say about you. So I'll let you, and first of all, thank you for joining us today in the studio. Thank you for hijacking me last week from your meetings and, you know, finding time today. I know you are extremely busy, and I know that you are still working hard to make people happy and empower them in this crisis and prepare them for the something that's coming after crisis, and that's a rebirth to all of us. So, Jacob, thank you for coming to the studio. For our listeners, who is Jacob Galea? Instead of me reading that few lines, you know, I mean, that's not good enough.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Aurora. It's a pleasure to be here. Look, I think, you know, one of my favorite words in the Australian language is the word alchemy. I see myself as an alchemist, and an alchemist is someone that takes nothing and turns it into something. Something and one that takes lead and turns it into gold. I'm a success coach. I'm a mindset transformational coach. I'm a board advisor. I'm an author. I do quite a lot of things, but summed up, I'm an alchemist. I'm a guy that goes into organizations, into companies, into people's lives, and my job is to take a negative, turn it into positive, or take good and turn it into great. And I get the pleasure of doing that every day in my life, Mario.
Yes. Hello, can you hear us, Jacob?
Yes.
Okay. So, alchemist, you know, I mean, isn't the book something alchemist, and that has been as well the book like a bestseller? So how do you describe this alchemy? You know, like, what are your ingredients you're mixing for somebody to make him successful and happy?
Yeah, it's a great question. Yeah, the book The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho was one of the most amazing first books I read, and alchemy is about chemistry. For me, it's all about the word chemistry. It's combining your mindset with your energy and your emotions and your actions, and putting that all together in a blender and fusing them for the ultimate pleasure of success and being the best version of you. Because let me tell you, you're not put on this world to be average. You weren't put on this planet to just be and exist in this world. You were meant to be amazing. You were meant to do unstoppable things, to create miracles, and that's what alchemy is all about.
So when somebody wants to help, you know, I mean, like, you know, what do you see? Let's take, for example, this crisis, COVID-19. And no question asked, some of the businesses that fall down, you know, I mean, they didn't plan this. You know, nobody planned the crisis as this pandemic, COVID-19. But some businesses want to go, you know, build lots of things to reborn. Or some of them, you know, have their great product before this COVID-19 crisis and, you know, they need to shut down suddenly. somebody wants to come to you and say like, Jacob, I want to go back into the business, but I've been shut down, and I mean abruptly because of this crisis, and I don't know where to start. So what do you look into? Somebody comes to you and seeking your advice or your guidance. What are you looking into? Person, you're looking into eyes and say like, listen, Mario, eyes, you know what I mean, you're not honest, or Mario too fat, you know, too ugly, or you can see the spark or something. Like, what are you looking though? I mean, I need to take a myself example. I can't, you know, take somebody, Mario, else.
First, yeah, and foremost, yes, what I'm looking for is attitude. You know, I mean, attitude trumps skill. I want someone who's got the right attitude, that when I look in their eyes,
why is that, that
they're that? Hungry.
Ah, hungry. Okay.
That they want to succeed, that no matter what mountain is put in front of them, no matter what's been taken away from them, that they stand up. Because, you know, the thing we learn in martial arts, I'm a black belt, I fought for Australian karate for a lot of years, Mario, and the thing that our instructors taught us was this, is if you can look up, you can get up. So, you know, even if you've been punched in the head and you're lying on the floor, if you can look up, you can get up. Now, a lot of these business owners that have lost everything, yes, they're not dead. They can still look up. If they can look up, they can get up. Get up and fight back. Get up and diversify your business. Get up and create another product. Get up and learn about all the things you've just learned from this crisis and create a better business model and create a better version of you.
Just by listening to you, I just want to jump and from happiness. Is this like a passion in you when you talk about this, or you are?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's my mission, it's my vision, Mario, to use my energy and my chi energy to wake people up, get out of fear, forget about what's happened. You know, when you drive a car, you don't look through the rearview mirror. You, yes, look through the windscreen, which is 300 times bigger.
Yes.
Look forward and understand that COVID-19 is an opportunity to create a better you and a better business. But you got to wake up. You got to stop listening to the fear voice inside you and listen to the faith inside you, and you got to conquer. Now, today.
So how long takes to somebody who doesn't believe it? You know, you say it must be hungry, but you know, sometimes people could be hungry, but they're afraid of the trials. And you know, I mean, how do you conquer this fear in somebody? Because the reason I want to talk about fear, because COVID-19, and I say, like, you know, this is my personal experience. I'm talking to the several people now, you know, past couple of weeks, and I'm seeing the people slowly failing. And I truly not believe that many of them will not recover, because you know, I mean, the life we did have before this crisis is slowly vaporizing. I mean, as a new agendas, you know, I mean, and new rules and legislations, but they're slowly vaporizing and disappearing. So, like, how do you ignite that energy or that fire in somebody? And like, do you say, like, give me 20 push-ups, Mario, now? You know what I mean? Because lift your
look,
beautiful,
Mario,
big ass
simple.
Or something.
One,
yeah?
It's very simple. Is one word is their why. What's their why? You know, I have to rediscover and reconnect them to their why. Why they're doing what they're doing. Why they exist. Why they're doing it. Their legacy. You know, building something for their children's children and having a purpose and a passion that's beyond and bigger than them. They have to reconnect with their why, and my job is to help them to bring their why back to the surface,
yeah,
and wake them up and shake them up so they can be refocused. This is nothing more than a flu and some communism in the world. Now get over it and open your mind to all new possibilities.
That's very interesting. So what would be why? Is a why usually like, I want to make more money, or I want to be healthier, or I don't know, I just want to be, you know, I mean, I don't know, better looking, or is a why usually it's requiring more conversation between you, let's say you and myself, or you already will recognize what somebody's why is going to be?
The why is someone's driving force. It's the reason why. It's what they're passionate about. Like, you can hear it in my voice. I'm passionate about coaching.
You are.
I'm passionate about helping people get to the next level. It's if you had all the money in the world and you could do anything you could do, what would you do? I would still do what I'm doing, because I built a business to do what I want to do. So the why is, what's their driving force? Some people really want to play music. Some people want to box. Some people want to do security. Some people want to do podcasts. Find what you want to do that really excites you and expand it and accelerate it to a level that you've never done before.
So you don't accept no for the answer.
Absolutely not. No is for losers. No is for wimps. No is not for champions or warriors or gladiators that want to slay their day. No doesn't exist.
No doesn't exist. Well, Jacob. Stay online. We'll take a short break. And you're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, with us in studio. Oh, unfortunately, over the phone due to COVID-19 legislations, we can't have the Jacob in studio. Hopefully, we're going to have him soon. He's our guest, and as you can hear it, his energy is bursting out through these mics. We'll take a short break and Jacob can take a glass of water.
Alive 90.5.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
Need an honest, reliable service centre for your car? Then contact United Service Centre Toongabby. They perform mechanical repairs on all types of vehicles and are specialists in top quality European cars too. And all work is at very affordable prices. You'll find them at 5 Picasso Crescent, Old Toongabby, next door to United Fuel on Fitzwilliam Road. Book your next vehicle service on 9631 1179. You'll be so impressed, you'll tell all your friends. United Service Centre Toongabby is a proud sponsor of The Morning Magazine with Happy Jack and Alive 90.5.
Straight to number one.
Welcome to the studio. You're listening online 90.5 Business Insights with Mario on a Friday 12 to 2 p.m. The current temperature, I need to tell you this one, you know, the weatherman, he told us going to be 15 degrees top, but currently it's at 17 degrees and temperatures are slowly rising because of our guest in studio, well, online as I must say, but I'll say in studio, Jacob Galea. Reason why it is because it's bursting full of energy to this, this headsets on my head and the speakers around. Now, you know, I'm truly grateful that Jacob, he found the time to talk to us today because he's one of the people who doesn't accept no for the answer. A reason for that it is because he built himself around not just martial arts, but he fought through his life. And as we know, COVID-19, as again, I'm not the expert, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a GP. I'm not a guy who should talk about any type of health issues except on my own experience, and I'm saying and I'm seeing that this COVID-19 takes a toll. However, takes a toll because our lifestyle and the way of living is changed. But it takes a toll on our mental health. Now, I don't talk about mental health as an expert. I want to talk about mental health, how you can improve from the man itself, Jaco Galea, who doesn't take the no for the answer. It's like a drill instructor. So, Jacob, why the people seeing everything dark, first of all? You saw many business people. Let's go talk generally about public, and I mean about citizens, about people around the globe. Why the people, first of all, seeing everything negative at this moment, including me? I'm the first
It's because the media is driving negativity. The media is feeding off negativity, and people are stuck at their homes in the moment. They're working from home and they've got the news on and they're trying to listen to radio updates, and the media is putting out negativity. So, you know, what you listen to, you become. And that's why you need to listen to inspiring shows like this. You need to get around inspiring people like you, and you need to be around things that lift you up, not take you down. And that's what's happening, is that people are being conditioned through the mind to be scared of this thing, where other people like myself, you know, I'm laughing at this going, this is not affecting me. And for me, it's like,
give us more, Jacob. I asked our guest before, Susan Sheehan, and I asked us, like, what do you think about news? She says, like, I just inform myself enough, you know, I mean, that I know what government says. Why the people are glued for the TV, and why we are so drawn to that negativity? Why? How are you breaking that habit? How the Jaco Galea breaks the habit?
Look, number one, I don't watch bullshit on TV, and I don't listen to
live radio. Yes, okay.
yes, absolutely. You know, I only listen and watch things that are inspirational, that are miraculous, that are powerful. I don't, you know, a good seed can't grow in bad soil. So, you know, to stop listening and stop watching things, I don't read the paper. I don't buy into propaganda. Yeah. I am the wizard of my life. I am the creator of my life. I'm the artist of my life. So I want to paint my own masterpiece with my own paint and have nothing to do with anybody else. Nobody can paint my picture but me. So I'm not allowing any other paint on my masterpiece but what I put on there.
So on that topic, when you wake up in the morning, what is your ritual, and what would you suggest to our listeners? Because I said, like, I take it myself into that group. You know, I mean, you wake up in the morning, you know, unfortunately, you know, the news drumming, you know, I mean, it's every day it's the same, but it's a fear, and more fear and more fear. But how do you break that circle? How do you break that habit? You know, I mean, not just watching the news. You need to watch some news, but and the TV or radio or Beautiful Voice of Mario Beckers on Live 90.5. But the point is, how do you, or what would you suggest to anybody? Let's just say Mario Beckers now has come to you and it's like, look, I'm sad and upset. I can't watch this news anymore. And my life is over. I'm dark. What would Jaco Galea suggest Mario Beckers to do in the morning, first thing when you wake up?
Look, I think it's very individual.
Or during the day, yes, please.
Yeah, I think it's a very individual, bespoke answer. I think, you know, there's not a one-size-fits-all here, because one thing that inspires you might not inspire someone else. Yeah. What I will say is that each person has to find what they need to do that amplifies their operating rhythm, okay? So whether it's listening to some great music, reading something inspirational, doing some meditation, going to the gym, going for a run, you know, talking to your mentor in the car on the way to the office, you have to find any tools that you can use in the morning that inspire you. But it is individual. There's not, you know, the problem with a lot of coaches out there in my industry is they tell people, this is what you have
to do. Yeah, I'm interested. Stop there. I'm interested. Tell me this about other coaches. Tell me that. Where are they now? Why they're not like you, vocal and loud? Tell me. What's with these other coaches, please?
Yeah, because COVID-19's it's taken the blanket off to show a lot of cowboy coaches what they're really all about. You see, the thing is coaches have been riding a wave for a long time trying to be gurus, but the real coaches come out with inspiration in times in the dark. Yes. See, a lot of these coaches, their business has gone down now. They don't know what to do. But now's a time when a coach really should shine. Now's a time when you can hear in my voice the energy should be accelerated, because it doesn't matter what's going on around you. It's what's going on inside you that creates your reality.
You recently been on the Sky News. I know, because I stalk you everywhere. And I saw you show me on the Sky News. You on the Sky News talking about your book. What's the name of the book again, please?
Birth of the Super You.
Okay. And what was interesting about that interview on Sky News? Can you share without listeners? Instead of me describing and talking, like, you know what I mean, as if I was there. I wasn't there, but I saw Jaco Galea being there, almost jumping on everybody, like trying to say like their life is good. So tell us about that interview on Sky News and your book.
Hey, look, I think I wrote the book to understand what's the difference between an average person and a really successful person. And I wanted to learn the ingredients of success. I wanted to learn the flavor of what it takes to be super. And I was on Foxtel, on Sky News, on the Chris Smith Show and Friends, and they wanted to interview me about my journey and what I was doing and how I do what I do and why I birthed the book and what my mission is. And, you know, my mission is to transform 5 million lives by 2040. So I've got 20 more years.
So say again, you're do what? How many lives?
I want to transform 5 million lives in the next 20 years.
Well done, eh? And how do you think you will achieve this? What tools are you using?
Oh, look, you know, I'll be doing this with the products I'm bringing out. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I'm launching my very own fragrances.
Oh, don't talk about this. I just want to leave this for the end. Okay, please. You know, like, I want to leave this for the last. Okay. So talk about fragrance. I mean, you know, like, I saw on the social media, Jacob Galea,
yes,
in the midst of this crisis, in a world where we are, you know, it's like, we don't just experience it. We are, all our senses has been shifted to something else, into unknown. And I saw on social media Jacob Galea launching no one but two fragrances. Now, please explain to me, where is this idea coming from that we're going to come back to the book? Two fragrances.
Yeah, look, I've been labeled a success coach for a very long time, and I had a dream since a little boy. We know that our highest and most powerful of all senses is our smell, and I've loved smells ever since I was young, whether it was the smell of coffee or the smell of red wine or, you know, the smell of beautiful meat cooking. And I wanted to capture and bottle up the smell of success.
So how did you manage this for three years
behind the scenes with an amazing company out of Paris to develop the smell of success. And what I'm doing at the moment is I'm launching Success in a Bottle. It's a 25ml beautiful carry stylish bottle, and it's made from some very beautiful healing ingredients that when you spray this on yourself, you go out and tackle the day and carry success with you every day. But I didn't stop at one. I thought, if I'm going to launch, why not launch two at once? And I thought, I'm going to create ambition at the same time. So in 2 weeks' time, I'm proud to announce that Success and Ambition fragrances that are unisex fragrances for men, for women, for children will be available to buy online.
Yes.
And you can carry with you everywhere, and you can carry the smell of ambition and success with you every day.
How did you describe the word success, or, you know, I mean, in a physical and tangible way? We know what a successful somebody is. Everybody has a different levels of success or definition. Each of us consider success different way. Someone's to be rich, powerful, wealthy, healthy, you know, I mean, somebody good looking. How did you describe success and ambition into perfume? What did you come to that these people say, like, listen, I want 200 grams of, I don't know, $100, or, like, you know what I mean, must be the model. Like, how do you describe it, success into the, describe it as perfume? How did you come with both of them? How and what ingredient must be? Now, I don't tell you, ask you to tell us what ingredients, but how did you say ingredients needed for success or ambition? How?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I'm not curious now. Please.
I'm happy to share with you one of the main ingredients. You know, I can't tell you all of them, but I can tell you the main ingredient. One of the main ingredient in my fragrances.
No, I don't want you to say the top, you know, like a Coca-Cola. You know, you didn't tell us the name of the ingredients, but it's like, how did you transcribe, you know what I mean? How did you, you know, pull the success, you know what I mean, into the perfume, you know what I mean? From words to the something tangible. Yes.
I just carried it on from my journey. I just carried it on from, you know, what smells and experiences that related to my journey. You know, from coming from nothing into something, and I bottled that into success, and I worked with certain ingredients that smelt like success to me through my history that other people had related to, and we spent 3 years creating these two formulas, and I can't wait for your listeners and yourself, Mario, to have this in your hot little hands.
And well, you're going to share with our listeners, you know, we got to give them some discount. But now, before we take the break, you know, I mean, can you just share with us where's the factory so we can break in before you release?
I created this smell in Paris with an amazing company called Maison 21G, and we've done a collaboration together. So very soon, I will have a discount code for your listeners and you, and a link in 2 weeks where we can buy this around the world.
Thank you so much, Jacob. Because Paris, we are come as soon as first flight comes. We rob that before the Jacob release because I wanted hand on this. You're listening live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Take a short break. Because Jacob, as I say again, you know, he's the way he talks, you know, that energy, it drums in my head that we need to take the break. So we're going to get more positive energy and more uplifting and more empowering from Jacob Galea after the short break.
Alive 90.5. Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
A retired couple had a chat with me about implants. They were just sick and tired of being unable to chew a stag and bite into an apple. They were worried about two things, the pain and the cost. After I explained everything, they decided to go ahead with the implants to lock in their dentures. Now they couldn't be happier. They are always smiling.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hills Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 21531, or go online infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21 Winston Hills Mall and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
Simply
and welcome to the studio. You're listening on Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Current time in Sydney is 1:35 p.m. on a Friday, May 1st, 2020. Tradition, May 1st is the International Workers' Day. And I remember as a kid, standing in a line all night, my parents would send me out to buy some meat because we were living in Commons country. Now, this is totally different, but, you know, to celebrate my Friday, May 1st, I have in the studio online Jaco Galea, who is truly inspirational person. And, you know, you can hear his voice, how he's bursting to the mic. Jacob, thank you for being with us again. You know, I mean, I like to say, because I know you're a very busy man, and we share the some of successes and how to people actually should live the life despite this COVID-19 crisis. And as like, you know, we all take it differently, this crisis. And some people, you know, go easy through this. Some people are sleeping longer, Netflix binging on somebody punching bags, somebody like you working. And during this crisis, you launched 2 perfumes, not 1, but 2, Success and Ambition. But, you know, you hijacked this one from me because I was supposed to leave for the last. Now, about book, what makes you, what possessed you to write the book? What would you write the book?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. I was traveling the world as a businessman, as a consultant, and I spent a lot of time on international flights, and I was getting great results around the world as a speaker and a mentor. Yeah. And I thought that I would use my time wisely in the air, traveling to Europe and where I spoke in Germany in front of 10,000 people, and put my philosophies down on paper. And it started, Mario, as a white paper. I just started putting down some key points and some key philosophies down on paper, and then it became from a white paper to a manuscript into a best-selling book. So it was a really beautiful process.
So I know, you know, like we just briefly mentioned this last time in our conversation. You know, we don't traveling now because, you know, obviously, you know, with this COVID-19 crisis, and, you know, as our government says, we don't know we're going to travel again, but I truly believe we're going to travel soon. People on a plane sleeping, people on a plane watching the news, and you were traveling around the world, so you didn't have to adjust a flight here from Sydney to Canberra, like 40 minutes, whatever flight takes, you know, 1 hour, I'll say, let's go say. I'm just lying now, I don't know, I never fly to Canberra. Short flights, you fly internationally. So what would you, using time on a plane to write something and not watching TV, what would you using that plane as a tool while we rest of us like me watching TV or try to sleep and dreaming and watching the stars or gremlins flying through the air and UFOs and everything else? What would you think about yourself, you know, that moment you see on a plane 300 people, but okay, you're sitting in your seat and everything else, and then you say like, okay, I'm gonna take my laptop or iPad, whatever it is, I'm gonna write my book. Don't you feel you're weird, the only one on a plane?
Not at all. I think the other people are weird for watching movies and sleeping. Let's look at what's the most precious commodity in the world. It's time. And everybody has the same 24 hours in a day, and the difference between success and losers is what they do with that 24 hours. So look, I have a saying, Mario, that I got plenty of time to sleep when I'm dead. Yes. You know, there's plenty of time to sleep when I'm dead. Why do I have to sleep on a plane? I can use 8 to 12 hours on my way to LA, and I can write, you know, 300-400 pages of a book and then land and get that published and use that time wisely. And, you know, there's plenty of time to sleep. There's plenty of time. You know, why do you want to watch TV for anyway? TV is brain numbing. I want to do things that always gets my adrenaline pumping and gets results to leave a legacy for my children.
Legacy. Okay, before we talk about legacy, aren't you feel tired when you land and you need to educate people, train the, you know, your corporate clients and everybody else? Aren't you feel tired after writing 14 hours on a plane and then you land and like everybody wake up the fresh, let's go say fresh, and then you
no
are
way.
What
no
do you mean
way,
no way
Mario.
Come on, seriously, share with me the secret there.
Come on, you know what the secret is? The secret is, look, you know, it's mindset number one. But look, you when you travel, for example, you know, don't drink alcohol. You know, drink alkaline water. Don't eat the rubbish food. Eat protein bars. Yeah. As soon as you land, I go straight to the hotel and I go to the gym. I have a big workout. Get the endorphins running.
Yeah.
You know, like it's all about nutritional value. It's all about great things. You know, it's like great fuel in a Ferrari. You can't put crappy fuel in a good vehicle. Yeah. You need good fuel in a good vehicle. So, you know, when I'm in the air, you know, I don't eat plane food on an international trip. You know, I take nuts, I take sultanas, I take protein bars, I take my own stuff because I want to make sure when I land, my body and my energy is optimum.
But you say something very interesting, like I'm drawing one conclusion from the last, let's say, 3 minutes of conversation, choices. You talk about time is it's the most valuable commodity. And secondly, you choose to write on a plane, you choose to what food you're going to eat on a plane, and you choose when you come in hotel not to crash in bed like me for 24 hours, you choose to go in a gym. So what is that? Is this like a mentality? Is this like a, I don't know.
No,
like how to say
Mario, it's a way of life. Choices. Or your destiny is determined by your choices. Let me say that again. Your destiny, everybody's destiny, is determined by their choices. So why so many people struggle in life? Because they make the wrong choices. They make choices that destroy them, not empower them. They make choices that bring them down, not lift them up. They make silly, stupid choices, not powerful, electric choices that's going to elevate them. And that's the key. What choices are you making in today to create your tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm very proud. Like, I'm really, really privileged to have in a studio today. But now, a part of being you successful, which you truly are, and that's like you're very motivational, you know what I mean, and empowering person, you know I mean, even to me right now in the studio, like just hearing your voice, I feel electrified, you know what I mean? But tell me something, if you're willing to share, of course, this secret. Have you been afraid ever?
Of course. I mean,
Okay, give us this. That's going to record there. Say it, please.
100%. Listen, Mario, at the end of the day, we're all human. Okay. We all have emotions. We all have things that come our way. But here's the thing.
Yes.
It's what you do when you're afraid. Now, when I'm afraid or when I have something come my way, I tackle it like a warrior head on and I go for it. I don't back down from a fight. I don't back down from fear. I don't back down from failure. Okay, so yes, everybody's going to, in some way, shape or form in their life, be afraid or have fear or something, but who cares? The what it's about is about unleashing the beast within to conquer yourself.
I'm getting speechless. I'm truly speechless now with what you said, because people does love to talk about fear. At least they want to admit, and I'm very privileged and truly blessed to have today two unique guests, yourself and Susan. She has spoke to me before. So the fear, it can be overcome or you train your mind. How do you do this? Let's say if your client comes to you, and I know the fact it is that you train the very, very powerful people who are still operating today, even in this crisis now. What somebody comes with some type of fear, are you, what do you say, like, ha, 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 don't be afraid? Or you say, like, look, I can understand because I was afraid once upon a time. Or how do you manage somebody, or how do you program mind of somebody, let's just say our listeners, who expressing themselves inside, they don't want to speak loud, I'm afraid, I have the fear. How do you work with that one?
Look, I give them a platform to share, Mario, through compassion, through understanding, because whatever they're scared about is a genuine, legit fear. And first of all, I give them a platform to share that fear and voice that fear and understand that fear. And then once we bring that to the table, I give them a warrior spirit to destroy that fear. Because, you know, if you want to live your life and be successful, you've got to be a warrior. You've got to be a gladiator. Like, you know, fear is a good thing. You know why? Because fear makes you do things. Fear makes you stand up and face the battle. Fear makes you, you know, stand up and want to fight the good fight. If you didn't have any fear in your life, chances are you could probably never be successful.
That's very powerful. Look, I just say again, you know, I mean, I never spoke to somebody with so much energy and so much passion in the voice. You know, I mean, all my guests are very powerful, very skilled people who are not afraid to say their failures. They're not afraid to say they're afraid. They have the experience of some problems in their life, but this very moment, you know, I mean, I wasn't expecting it's going to be empowering for me. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. We'll take a short break because we have about 10 minutes with Jacob, and, you know, there's more questions to come.
Alive 90.5.
I was lucky that when I picked up the phone that day to call my best friend, that he answered.
Despite almost every Australian knowing someone who has been affected by suicide, we still don't talk about it. Lifeline Australia's new podcast, Holding On to Hope, shares stories of survivors and the connections made to find the hope to keep living. Because when we talk about suicide, we realise our capacity to support those around us. Holding On to Hope. lifeline.org.au/podcast.
You might find me by the water, waiting for the trumpet call. Oh, you see me like a stranger. Well, I've been waiting for the storm, singing amen, amen, amen.
Welcome back to the studio. Listening online 90.5 Business Insights with Mario Friday at 2 p.m. And truly grateful to have our guest second hour on our show, Business Insights with Mario Jacob Galea, very successful businessman, entrepreneur, and coach and trainer who doesn't accept the no for the answer. Reason why this is because he faced the fears. He doesn't doesn't want to hide his obstacles in his life he hit and how he overcome them. A part of this, you know, we try to rob the factory where they're making his fragrances in France as soon as the first flight is there, because the Jacob, he truly uniquely transferred his passion, his successes into fragrances called ambition and success. But we have a few more minutes before we wind up our show, and hopefully we're going to have the opportunity to have the Jacob on a show again soon. As the last time, I'm just going to hijack him from the meeting line. It's very urgent and he joined us. So Jacob, how do you help the people and who do you help?
My job is to help people through some of the tools of the market, so my books, my podcast, my webinars. Then I do coaching, I do seminars, I do events, I do retreats. I go into companies and I work from the top down, because there's a Chinese business proverb that says the fish rots from the head. So I work with the leadership team all the way down to the cleaner in the business. And my job's to go in and create human transformational change, business transformational change. And I do that every day. And I work with everyone from children to athletes to celebrities to everyday people, Mario.
Yeah. So just asking for the friend. Now this crisis is here, and obviously that's shall pass. Do you gonna push harder your clients, or are you gonna, let's go say, have the softer approach?
Look, Mario, I don't wait for crises to push my clients. I push my clients hard every day. And whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday or Sunday, when you work with me, you're going to get pushed to get to the next level, because that's what you deserve. So I'll be pushing very hard to break limits, break beliefs, break patterns, because I want nothing but the best for my clients and their families.
Interesting. Now, just a question before I wind up. Did you ever use your karate black belt with some of your clients? Did you say, like, if you don't do this, I'm going to show you? Okay, don't need to answer. I'm just joking. So the question I do have for you, for all our listeners, and I truly believe that they're all now all ears on this one interview with you. And to all listeners, please note that the interview with Jaco Galea is going to be on our website, Alive 90.5 FM, later today or tomorrow, depend, you know, of uploading, downloading and everything else. But it's going to be there, and you can listen over and over again. The man itself, Jaco Galea, who truly, truly is inspirational and motivational person. Now, Jacob, to all our listeners who listen this today and who listen to the podcast, how they can reach you?
Yeah, look, easy. On my website, Mario, which is jacobgalea.com. Instagram is Jacob Galea Official.
Yes.
And I had to put the official there because I had 17 people copy my photo and name and go out to the world and pretend they were me.
What?
So it's Jacob Galea Official.
Isn't this sad? That's a sad
thing. Crazy. But you know what, Murray, I'll be honest with you. It's a compliment because no one copies losers, okay?
Okay.
So no one copies a loser, so I look at it as a compliment. Or they can go on Facebook, which is Jacob Galea.
Jacob, I truly appreciate very much for being our guest today. Hopefully I can, if I call you next week and I pinch you for 15, 20 minutes, you're going to be okay.
Pleasure.
With
Jacob. Every week I'm gonna inspire your audience and you, Murray, I promise.
Listen, I got an SMS, you know what I mean, the message from the Taiwan, and the man is listening to us. His name is Daniel Tolson. And
hey,
I just want to say,
Daniel.
Daniel, how are you? And, you know, to our listeners, Jaco Galea, podcast going to be available later on today or tomorrow on our website, Alive 90.5 FM, on other platforms as well, so you can hear the story of Jaco Galea and you can reach him personally. Jacob, thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thanks, Mario. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. That was a today episode from 12 to 2 p.m. I would like to say thank you to Sabrina Benson, Susan Sheehan, and the guest of the day, Jaco Galea. You can tune in following Wednesday from 10 to 12 p.m. Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. So thank you. Thank you for listening Business Insights with Mario. And again, one more time again, thank you so much, Jaco Galea, for being our guest today. Thank you, Susan, and thank you, Sabrina, for a lovely letter. You can tune following Wednesday, 10 to 12 p.m., Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, and you'll be glad you did it.
Alive 90.5.
With over 30 years' experience, you'll be in great hands at Granny Flat Leaders. The dream starts in your backyard. Our vision is to combine investment, design and construction to make your dream come to life. We want to help inspire you to make a change and experience great life improvements through Granny Flat Leaders. Call us now on 8076 1613 and ask us how. Or visit www.grannyflatleaders.com.au. Sponsor of the Jukebox Jive program.
Mistaken.